Looking to Europe now, the debate is escalating before the European Parliament over seal hunting. The Inuit people of Greenland are trying to get a ban on the sale of seal products overturned. The European Union imposed that ban 5 years ago, and the Inuit say it's destroyed the way they make a living because it's wiped out the export of seal fur. The BBC's Malcolm Brabant has this report.
The Greenlanders were in good voice as they left the Danish capital for a clash of cultures. They're convinced that the European Union simply doesn't understand the realities and hardship of life in the Arctic Circle. Although the traditional hunters have an exemption, the ban on seal products has killed the market for fur, and exports are down by 90%.
We would like European parliamentarians to hear that the Inuit exemption is an empty box and is useless at the moment.
Among those on the bus, a tiny woman with delicate tattoos on her face and hands. She'd just flown in from northern Canada to show that the Inuit are all one people and are suffering in the same way. Her name is Ayu Peter.
When a man catches a seal in Nunavut, he shares it with the community. And when you live in an area where you cannot grow anything else and where you have the highest rate of unemployment and where you have the highest cost of living, it is vital that the hunter is able to share his food for free with the community.
But how has the ban affected that?
He's not able to sell the seal skin for the same price. Now he can't even buy gas and ammunition to provide for the family. And the community is suffering. Community is going hungry.
This is the sound of a father and son opening fire on a seal from a skiff in Greenland. This is the true image of seal hunting, according to the country's deputy foreign minister, Kai Andersen.
The seal skin ban is based on images of baby seals being clubbed. Baby seals have never been clubbed in Greenland, ever. Baby seals have never been shot in Greenland. People live off adult seal because that's the sustainable way to use a resource.
Greenpeace is urging the European Union to launch an information campaign to help the Inuit regain their lost fur sales. Its spokesman on the Arctic is John Bergwald. Do you think that Greenpeace has to bear any responsibility for damaging the economies of the Inuit?
There's no doubt that the campaign which Greenpeace led in the 70s and early 80s, even though it was only directed towards the industrialised seal hunt in Canada, had an unfortunate negative impact on Inuit seal hunt as well. And that's something which we're now trying to make amends for, amongst others, by trying to tell the EU member states that they should open up their borders for Inuit-based seal hunt products and inform the citizens that there's a huge difference between indigenous seal hunt and the commercial seal hunt in Canada.
So should people regard that as an apology?
Of course. Greenpeace has apologised. Well, we apologised the first time back in already 1986, and we apologised many times since. And I would like to once again give my deepest, most sincere apologies to the Inuit communities which have been harmed by our campaign in the 70s and 80s.
It's a nice start, but sorry is not enough. Sorry is not going to feed our community. Sorry is not going to provide pride to our community. Sorry is not going to pass on our tradition. Greenpeace now needs to provide financial compensation.
The signals coming out of Brussels are that the Inuit are fighting a losing battle because the European public appetite for seal fur has evaporated. Campaigners on behalf of the Greenlanders predict that failure to convince Europe to change its mind will result in most hunters being forced to live on welfare and to abandon a way of life that's existed for thousands of years.